I remember the exact moment I became a grandma, like it was yesterday. My daughter invited me to attend the birth of her first child. It was April 26th, 2003. I stood at the foot of my daughter's hospital bed right beside the midwife. When that little baby emerged into the world, the midwife lifted her head. I looked at the baby's face, and her eyes were wide open. I looked into those eyes, and I swear she looked back at me. Mm-hmm. I went completely gaga. I leaped in the air, and then I ran down the hallway looking for my husband. Honey, we're grandparents. We have a new little granddaughter. When I came back down to Earth several days later, I realized something funny. I was not the first grandma to feel this way. Every grandma I talked to was just as gaga for her grandchild as I was for mine. Then I got into my role of being a grandma. I watched my daughter as she took care of this precious baby, and I had so many questions about what she was doing. It was all new to me. She carried the baby around in this wrap all day long, 24/7, and then she would complain about how tired she was. Well, I had some thoughts about that, but I suspected I should not say anything. My daughter was sensitive. I decided I needed to talk to some other grandmas. I had so many questions, and I knew that if I talked to some grandmas about their experience, it might help me be a better grandma. So I invited all the grandmas I know to come to my house and start a conversation about what it means to be a modern grandma. It was December of 2003. I'd been a grandma for about 6 months. 15 grandmas sat in a circle in my living room, and I said, "We're here because I want to start an organization for grandmas, and I want to call it the Gaga Sisterhood for enthusiastic grandmas so that we can be better grandmas. We can learn from each other. We can talk about our joys and our challenges." We talked for 3 hours. We talked about what our grandchildren call us and how we got those names, the lengths we go to see them, and most importantly, how we get along with their parents. Well, we had barely scratched the surface at the end of the conversation, and I said, "Who would like to meet again?" Everyone raised their hand. And that's how the Gaga Sisterhood was born. And that's how my journey of really trying to understand what does it mean to be a grandparent began. It was a fascinating time for me. There was so much to read. You know, grandparents are in the media all the time. We had a grandma living in the White House for 8 years. And of course, we know that a grandma ran for president. Grandparents are a force to be reckoned with. There are 70 million grandparents in the United States today, more than any other time in history. That's almost a third of the population. And every year, another 1.3 million become grandparents. A lot has been written about grandparents. In fact, I wrote a book myself. It's called When Being a Grandma Isn't So Grand. What's changed about grandparenting over the past three generations? Excuse me. Well, first of all, today's grandparents are younger and healthier. They're more educated and more tech savvy. They're more mobile. And they're more affluent. Another thing about today's grandparents is that they are providing more childcare for two-parent working families. and single-parent families. And the other thing that's changed dramatically in this generation of grandparents is the way we communicate with our grandchildren. Especially nice for long-distance grandparents to have Skype. My grandma never could have talked to me if I lived far away from her because we had long-distance calls that really cost a fortune. We can do FaceTime, we can text, so all these new things are ways that we can communicate with our grandchildren differently. What are the challenges that face grandparents today? Well, what I hear and what I read are three challenges. The first one is grandparents today have a hard time understanding modern parenting methods, just like I did. There's so much information on the internet now that parents are reading about it, they're talking to other parents, they have groups that they get together with, and they're practicing these new techniques of parenting that are totally different from how we raised our children. Another challenge that faces grandparents is establishing a satisfying relationship with your adult children now that they are parents. Finding that nice balance of mutual respect and trust so that you all get along with each other. And hopefully all those issues from childhood get resolved and you have a good relationship. And the third thing is boundaries. Again, it's a balance kind of thing. Sometimes grandparents just want to rush in and be there for everything, and the parents are like, oh, wait a minute, we'll let you know when you can come over. And then there are the parents who say, can you babysit every day of the week? So finding that happy balance for boundaries is really another challenge for grandparents. Finally, why do grandparents matter? There are a broad spectrum of experiences for grandparents. Not every grandma is as gaga as I was or am. There are some grandparents who are sort of ho-hum, been there, done that. There are grandparents, 2.6 million of them in the United States today, who are raising their grandchildren. They don't get to have that special role that grandparents have. And it's usually because of some unfortunate family problem that's causing them to have to raise their grandchildren. And then there's another type of grandparent situation that you may not even have heard of, and that is alienated grandparents. Grandparents who are denied access to their grandchildren. And those grandparents are trying to fight for better visitation to be able to see those grandchildren. And finally, there are grandparents who are granny nannies. They are providing all the child care for their children's children. So grandparents matter because grandparents are the second most important relationship in a child's life. Being able to connect and bond with another adult helps that child to learn to trust another individual and to develop emotional intelligence. Grandparents should understand that they are part of a team that can help nurture these children that share their DNA. And grandparents can provide a safety net for parents who are so overworked and overwhelmed today. They need all the help they can get. Grandparents can fill many different roles as a friend, as a teacher, and as a benefactor. I told my daughter several years ago, the best gift you ever gave me was to make me a grandma. I'd like to leave you with one of my favorite quotes about grandparenting. God gave us grandchildren to make up for getting old.